It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader. Going to take a look at this weekend's cultural and arts offerings. Rich, I'm looking at the list for this weekend. Nothing ordinary on this list. We'll start with the Pulitzer Prize nominated play about professional wrestling.
And did you ever think you would see that kind of sentence, Pulitzer Prize nominated play about professional wrestling? But this is indeed a real thing. Christopher Diaz's The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. It is a play that kind of explores the artifice of professional wrestling and, you know, how that applies to life in general and the people who are in pro wrestling. And this all proved to be of great interest to Eric Seal, who is the artistic director of Actors Guild. In fact, when he took over Actors Guild in 2010, it was the first play he wanted to bring to the theater, but things got caught up in rights negotiations and stuff for a while, so it took a while to get it there, but they are bringing it now with a complete wrestling ring in the theater, and they had a professional wrestler come in and coach them on some of the moves and stuff, and apparently each evening will begin before curtain time with a wrestling match in the theater. So kind of an interesting thought-provoking approach there.
Tell us about this 80s band that kind of is a throwback to old school late night TV.
The Blasters are coming to Willie's this weekend, and it was funny because Walter Tunis wrote about them, and he reflected back to their stand on a old ABC late night show that was kind of trying to pick up the Saturday Night Live vibe in the early 80s called Fridays, and it's not necessarily greatly remembered for its comedy, but it brought through a lot of 80s bands, particularly kind of alternative acts that were coming out at the time, and the Blasters was one of them that just came out with a ton of energy and really great music, and they sort of burned bright for a while and then went away, but now they're back and they're coming through Willie's, so poised to tear the roof off the place from some postings that I've seen on Facebook.
So beer enthusiasts will certainly be excited about the big beer fest.
Yes, the Fest of Ales comes back to the Fifth Third Pavilion downtown Lexington, and this has proven to be a really attractive event. In fact, it has sold out all but one year, and that one year there was a threat of rain that kind of, as always does, sort of tamp down the crowd a little bit. I guess people figured they could buy beer and drink at home that night, but that one even came close to a sellout. But they bring in a lot of local craft brews and some from around the region. A lot of them bring in a special new brew to serve to people, and always a good time.
And finally, can't let you go without talking about the Herald Leader's annual arts preview. It's the big one.
Yes, this is always one of our big sections every fall, right before things really get going, and I can tell you, looking at on the calendar, that next weekend is like a tsunami of here come the fall arts and entertainment events. But right before that, we're getting together our calendar, which basically takes you from now until the end of May, detailing with detailed calendars of music, theater, dance, and visual arts events coming up in Lexington and in the region. And so it's always a keeper. I always keep one on my desk, and we certainly hope it's as useful to everyone else out there to have this compendium of what's coming up in the coming year. And it's a pretty exciting and different year. You know, we may have more conversations like this about sort of unusual or different events that are coming around.
Looking forward to it. Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader. Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.